we're now going to continue. We're actually going to start a brand new inyan, but it's within the halacha of Makabah Patish and Bona, and that Belineda Beis Hashem is the halacha of opening packages on Shabbos Kodesh. Right? The halacha of opening bottle caps and potato chips, crisps, and all sorts of wonderful things. Chris. Maybe we'll bring in some examples to the Olam to show the Olam how you open up a potato chip packet on Shabbos Kodesh. Well, that's during the week. In the Hanami, we'll see. Join us!
What?
We'll see, we'll see! Bob.
Wow.
Okay.
Off the top?
We'll see. Beis Hashem, there.
We'll see. Okay.
We'll see. Now, in order to know the Sugya, Baruch Hashem, the Olam here was there, was joined us for Bona and Makabah Patish. And we know that Bona means to build, and Makabah Patish means to finish something. Now, before it starts, Memes. So before we start the inyan, what I'd like to do, again, we're going to the halachos of opening bottle caps. It's very negeh shaylus. It's a very big machlokes and a lot of inyan. It's very important for the oyim to push it, just to listen very carefully. Get the svoras. We're going to speak out today the svoras, and then what we're going to go through is we're going to go through every single packet that we can think of, whether it comes to packages and cans and bottle caps and tuna thing, all sorts of packages, and we're going to go through each one and discuss muta asa, muta asa. I have an example. Let me get off the oil. I just need the oil just to listen to the smores, and then we can understand. We can argue about the cases afterwards. Or, but to listen to the smores is the most important thing. Before we start, I want to start with an unbelievable maisa, a mosaica maisa that's very important. The maisa goes like this.
And if it happened, then it was a maisa.
It was a maisa shahaya. Yeah. It happened, and I can tell you the person that happened to maisa shahaya. There was in a certain shtot a woman whose husband went missing. One day, that's it, the husband was gone. So, after a few years, she gets a little bit frustrated, you know, married, but where's my husband? So they say, oh, we're about getting together, she's in a gunna, can she remarry, can she not remarry? Oh, Shiloh. They decide what they're going to do is, they're going to go to the Heli Gnoida B'Yehuda. They're going to go to the Gnoida B'Yehuda, and they're going to ask him what to do. The Gnoida B'Yehuda said, all right, give me a couple of days, I'm going to go through all the swearing, and I'll give you a tshuva. And Yehuda locked himself in his room for many days with all the svarim, went to all the tshuvas, and he wrote a tshuva with eight Mr. Tala, are you listening? Eight siruvim. It's a story, you know. It's not like one pishah with halacha. I understand it, but the story at least, you know. Now he wrote a tshuva with eight siruvim. How it's mutter for this woman to get remarried, right? He wrote the tshuva. She got remarried. A few years later, what happens? The husband walks into town. And a huge uproar in the whole city. What's going on in here? The Gnoida B'Yehuda was wrong. He wrote, oh, true, she can get remarried. And the husband comes back and she was not good. And the kids and everywhere. Mum, save him. It was Mum's terrible
month.
What was he? He was hiding. He wasn't asking me. Look, they're there.
That's where he died.
Ask him another time.
That's where he died.
Ask him where he died. There's a woman that can shine. They give a woman that's a Maisa. They go, ask him, what about this? You know? Maisa, it's a Maisa. Let me go back to So they say, Rabbi Gnoida B'Yehuda, excuse me, you wrote a teshuvah that it's mutter for her to be married. I don't understand. She said, let me ask you. Give me two more days, I'm going to go through the teshuvah again, and I'll get back to you. He went through the whole teshuvah again, and he said, no. And he said, no, I'm going by my tzak. The halacha of this man is meant to be dead. The fact that he's standing here right now doesn't bother me. I stand by my tshuva, she's allowed to remarry, she's an aguna, and he's dead. I don't care that he's in front of me right now. She did remarry, he's a good. Now the maisa said, major uproar, right? So he decided what he's going to do is, he's going to do the goyel of the gra, right? The goyel of the gra, that's what they call it.
The
girl,
the
girl.
Yeah.
This is
Maisa
with the
girl,
the guy where he sat
and
that
shoe.
Right.
Oh, very good. I know what I'm talking about. He did it to Kitsa. This is this, Rabosha. This is Moody Gazelle. Rabosha. It was revealed min Hashemayim. That when the Gnoida B'Yehuda made such a psak, the whole in Shemayim, the whole tumult in Shemayim, how can you make such a psak? As a psak, you need as our places to make a psak like that. It's not posh as that. How can you do it? So they decided they're going to give him a faher. They're going to send somebody down as disguised as the husband. And we're going to see whether or not he really stands by his halacha. So they sent a malach down, disguised as the husband, in he walks. And the Gnoida B'Yehuda said, no, I'm sticking by the sacrifice. Halacha, I'm correct. I don't care about the metzias. And the Meila, Rosh Hashem, that's what happened. Now, why am I telling you this story?
What happened to him? Okay, whatever.
What do you mean, what happened? He disobeyed him as a malach. Oh, why am I telling you this maisa? It's a tremendous maisa. It's a mamash, a modika maisa. Why am I telling it to you? Pshat is azoi. A person has to know the metzias, right? And it's important to know how the bottle caps are made, how the packaging is closed with the glue, without the glue, all sorts of ways of making things. Oh, but one thing is klar. Halacha is halacha. Metzias enoch enam. You have to provide the metzias. But when it comes to halacha, you have to know the halacha. And that was mamash know the Yehuda. Enoch enam. The metzias over here was, I have a husband over here standing in front of me that I passed in his debt. Of in halacha, I'm correct. And he passed in that way. And the minute we have to know the same thing also. Now we're starting halachas, a very, very big machloikis. There's a lot of hack, there's a lot of shouting. Be'ez Hashem will argue about all the cases. But I just want the oil to hear the swords. So now we're going to start Be'ez Hashem, the halachas of opening packages. So Be'etzem, we have to know one thing. A short hakdama on opening packages. In all the coolers that we're going to give, and we're going to give a lot of coolers, and we're going to give a lot of other things also. But one thing is klal. Every poysek and every godler, everyone in tshuva on this shaila, all say the same thing. Lechatchila, one should ideally before Shabbos open up all packages that he will be using on Shabbos. Dahainu, the heter that we're going to say on different things to open up, not open up, is all if the person did not prepare it. But rather, if a person knows that he's going to be using a bottle, a package, a box, whatever it may be, vada 100%. Before Shabbos, he's a chiyuv to open it up. Before Shabbos, if no one wants a timer, and if a person knows he's going to use a package, and he doesn't open up, he's a pusheya. He's negligent. Why? Because he knew about it. So this is the eshtezach, I have to say. One thing is not a poshut. Klar. When it comes to packages, we open up everything that we might need. Every single thing. Now, if a person didn't, crisp everything you can. Right? You should have a can. Now, can is a little bit more difficult.
Bag of milk.
Cow. Bag of milk, Radishud. We'll see about, more about that afterwards. A can is a bit different. Someone, this mamash, this Erev Shabbos called me up, the Maisa, we had a whole shot of beer cans. You need to open up, I can't open up before Shabbos, because the Maisa will go flat, right? So if you smoke, you open up beer cans. So, but we'll see, there's a lot of the table, we'll see, Beit Hashem, the beer cans will be moving, some will be making about the beer cans. Oh, but we'll see about all that afterwards. But before we get to each individual thing, let's discuss, what's the Shaila? When a person opens up a bottle cap, he opens a packet of crisps, he opens a box of matzah or cereal, what is it did he do? Mavaya! I don't see the problem over here, you know? Some halachas you see, that, oh, he did boira, he separated, he cooked, oh, he cooked on Shabbos, but what are you doing here? What's the big deal? So you have to know, there's be'emet five isurim, five highest skilas that a person can do, right? Five things he can be doing wrong. Five of the lamatis malachas when he opens up a package on Shabbos. This is why it's so important to know these halachas. Number one, level time, is korea. Korea is ripping. Any ripping a person does on Shabbos is chayiv misa. Right? If it's a tikkun involved, if there's a tikkun dino, it's a positive outcome, he's ripping. For example, I'll give you an example. You have over here a plastic tablecloth, right? Now this comes in roll. Oh, wonderful. Comes in a roll like that. If someone were to rip one like that on Shabbos, you have permission to kill him. Why? Because he didn't miss what? Toilet paper will be similar, but it's another shayla, because that could be kilku.
Right.
Here's Mamash of Te'eles, because I'm having Te'eles on the tabletop. So number one, Rabbi Sai, ripping on Shabbos is an issur and Rabbi Sai, you have to know one thing. There's a person called Rabbi Meir Brandstorfer's Hatzal. Unfortunately, he's not with us anymore. He was the head of the Badatz, basically. And he said, there's no nafkin, isn't this Rabbi Sai? This is wild, Rabbi Sai. Semchon, you're listening to us.
Yeah.
Isn't this? So Rabbi Meir Brandstorfer, if somebody opens up a packet on Shabbos, it's the same as driving a car. There's no difference. You might as well drive a car, he says. So what's the difference? You open up a packet, you do korea. What's korea? You're ripping something. You're ripping something for TLF, for a positive outcome. It's clear, you might as well drive a car. What's the difference? It's the same price, you might as well drive a car. Except the car, much worse, you're doing thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of malachas. Of the classes you have to know. That is the number one. However, what we do know is, if you're ripping in a kilkul, a kilkul means you're not having a positive outcome. Dahainu, when you rip something and it doesn't come out to be so geschmack, that could be mutter. At least you are bonum, but some cases mutter even. And we'll speak out each individual case. Number two in our time, makim bepatish. What's makim bepatish? Finishing something off. Now, when you have a crisp packet, it's been closed up. Now, if it's being closed up, that means right now, I can't use it. There's no usable thing for this thing. The minute I open up the crisp packet, or the bottle, for example, I have now finished off the kli. And we know that makab patish means to finish off something. That's what it is, right? It means to finish it off. So, Mela, what have I done? I've opened up the package, I've opened up the box, I've opened up the can, I have now made a usable kli. That means I've been makab patish. Amazing. Baruch Hashem, right? Everyone's masking. Good. Now, The Shad is like this. The Shad is like this. Be'emes, I'm not calling him Shad. You have a bottle of wine, and you take off the cork. Know what they say? Makeba Batish?
No.
I think not. Why? I think not. Because the hole that you're taking off, that you're making now, was always made before. Novos, it would happen to be stuck with a cork. You didn't make the hole. You just unblock the hole.
I was just wondering, Mark, is Chibro Veloy and Chibro or something like that?
No. I have a cork in a bottle of wine. Did I make the hole? No, the hole was made. I'll give you another example. How about you have a tuna can? Now, a tuna can is a little bit different. Because when I make that little thing and it goes all around, I'm making a brand new hole that was never made in the factory. In the factory, it's one big piece of metal, and they stick it on. The hole that I make with the can opener doesn't go up here. That it goes on the top. Memela. It's the big Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. Again, I'm saying swallows and Yisrael is going to apply to all the cases.
You can open it without a can opener.
I could. But the mice, when I take a can opener, open it, I'm making a brand new hole.
If you take it off without a can opener, like you pull off the side.
That's sure. We'll get the can. I'm just now spending the swords. Again, Rabbi Yisrael, is it clear? Is this clear? When you make a brand new hole that was never there in its life, for example, you have a tissue packet, and you know the box of tissues, where you have that cemented hole in the front where you dip the tissues out of? Yeah? Again, you're making a brand new hole, huh? But the mice, you're making a brand new hole, right? Matzah. Oh, matzah's different, right? How did the matzah, you know the matzah boxes, or the cereal boxes, when you open the flap, are you making the hole there? No. Why? Because the hole was always made. They're just in the back, they screwed it on. Baruch Hashem, go out, right? I didn't hear what I'm saying. Now, there's a machlokes over here between the Chazon Ish and the Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Zalman Shlomo Zalman Orbach has right. I don't understand. Are you telling me that if you have a kli that you're opening up and you're going to throw this click bag straight into the bin after you finish eating it, has that got a dinner chashivus of a kli? Is that like, wow, you've made it a kli? You didn't do anything. You haven't done a pack and you've got your food out. That's not what making a kli. That's called nothing. So the Chazon Ish, 1 second. So the Chazon Ish, 1 minute. I don't understand. So Mr. Steinberg over here has been eating this clip packet for a while now. That means when he opened up the packet, he wanted to keep the chocolate inside to eat from it. That means he wanted it to be a clean. So the Chazon Ish, many times when you open up something, like let's say a bag of milk or a bag of chips or whatever it is, you want the stuff to stay inside. And if you want the stuff to stay inside for longer, that means you want this as a kli.
It's
a temporary. But it's a temporary kli. My friend from Shlomo Zalman said, 1 minute. I don't want the kli. I want to get my foot out.
What?
It's temporary. No, it's not a kli. I'm not sure.
So to be Asher. So to be Asher.
To be
Asher.
Get it. Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Get it. Get it.
The problem is making a kli. Oh,
ripping's a mashu akher that we already discussed. Now we're getting into making a kli.
That's taking the bad out of the good.
No, it's a boy with a mashu akher. We'll get
good
to boy.
Good at bad.
Nothing to do with bad. Making a kli. What's that?
Temporary kli.
We'll get to it. We're just doing long dish now, boys. Long dish. Hello, let me get my son. Who's it? Oh, we'll get to it. We're getting along with him. Smurz right now. Rabbi said, it's the same machlokes in Boine. For example, what does Boine mean to build? So the Shlomo Zalman, you don't build anything. The kli's not a kli. That's a garbage piece of rubbish. Why? Right? This kli bag doesn't mean anything.
Yes.
It doesn't mean anything. I want to be a kli. So the Shlomo Zalman, put me a third piece of car. And when the bin, Mumeiz of the Shlomo Zalman, that's not Boine. You can build the kli. So the Chazon Ish, 1 second. What happens if Mr. Steinberg over here decides, this is enough chocolate for me, thank you very much, enough. The next thing that happens tomorrow. Oh, really? That means he wants the clean, right? So really, we'll have a shag off. If you're going to sit, I can see, make yourself comfortable.
But at the end of it, he's going to throw the bag out.
And then, very nice.
What's this going on? It's the food of the bag.
The bag, he wants the clean. He wants it to be a clean.
No, it's the food. The bag is being used as a cream mail automatic.
Beautiful, Chazon Ish.
But no, but he is not opening it out of the bag. He's going to get the food out of the bag.
But what's called a psik ratio?
It's going to happen.
What does he make? I mean, I need a ball. I want to play ball right now, right?
It's automatically going to
happen. I'm going to take the head of the chicken and put it away.
I don't want it to die.
Of course,
it's
going to
die.
Of course, it's going to die.
So
maybe when you open the bag, open it like a little bit.
Very good. You got a mistake. What's the eighth? Okay, bye-bye, side. Let's continue. There are two more problems. Again, we've had two for Korea, ripping. We've had number two, Makropatis, making a kli. Boinet is building the kli. Number four, I would say, Mechatech. What's a Mechatech? What does Mechatech mean? Mechatech means a specific cutting. For example, Rabotai, on the toilet paper. When you have the toilet paper, those serrations, that's called Mechatech. Or for example, if you have a toilet paper and you have this round the tablecloth. And if it would have serrations, or you have those bags, those plastic sandwich bags, and they come in serrations, the shayla of mechatech, right? Now, I have to speak about this, Rabbi Yisai, because the yogurts are big shayla. How do you cut the yogurt? You put the yogurts in half. Because over here you have that slit, and it made it easier for you, and you just slit it like that. You know what I mean? And they click it like that, it comes apart. So here we have a big shayla, what to do with mechatech. And the last shayla was, what?
I was going to eat four yogurts.
Now, one last thing. Opening a package involves one last problem. What's that? Ripping words. If there is words there, then it's also because of moche. Moche means to eat.
Let it eat from something that you ripped the words.
What's that?
Let it eat from something that you ripped the words.
Okay, let's start now. Okay. There are certain packages, Rabbi Sai, that everybody will be masking. That means even the Chazan Ish that told me that we are worried that when you open up a kli and you open up a packet or a box, you want to keep that kli, so the Chazan Ish will mask in this case. How about you have something like this, Rabbi Sai? Or a ketchup thing, or a sugar bag, or a salt bag, right? Well, the mice, you know, these little miniature salt things, and little miniature sugar ones, they're all doing that.
For the tea or the coffee.
I'm not sure about that. Right, coffee thing as well. But both sides, everybody will be masking over here that it's mutter to open this up. Why? Because even the Chazan Ish that says that when you open up a package, you want the kli, will be masking over here. You don't want the kli. You want to open it, get it out of there, and finished. Right? Remember, there's no problem with the club. However, there's one last problem with this, and that is over here, normally, it comes with a size of a little slit over here.
Open here.
And that could be a shayla of mechatech. That could be a shayla of mechatech, but it's a machlokes between Mishlem Azaman and Rabbi Yashin. Mishlem Azaman says, oh, that's a mechatech. You know what it is? It's to make life easier. And he says the same thing about the toilet paper. Unbelievable. He says, Mishlem Azaman, are you going to tell me that when you have a toilet paper and you have these perforated things, it's not called mechatech?
No.
I'll tell you why someone has to do something with that. The lump is going to go to that. Excuse me. Would it bother you if the toilet paper was this big or this big? Does it make a difference to you exactly where it goes? No. It doesn't make a difference. So why do you put the things there? To make life easier.
No, it's more money.
That's it.
The smaller the thing, the...
Everyone cares.
You take four things, hold it over,
I'm talking about Mechatech right now. Chayim Skila, mitzvah to kill him. Mechatech means a specific cutting. Now, when you have a toilet paper with those perforated things,
Some people have been since last year.
Wow. I came and took it to Slovenia.
Okay, Robert, so we'll talk about that another time. Let's get to this. Robert, we're out of this package right now. Robert, Mr. Ryan, what do you say about this package? Mutarasa. No, am I selling?
What's the pshat?
Because nobody keeps the package. Nobody in the world.
No,
right?
I keep the package in the
system. Oh, that's not deposit.
No,
that's not. No, keep it doesn't mean keep it. But I want the stuff to stay in there. When I go walking around, I want to keep my chips in there. So maybe I keep on pulling it out. That means for that half an hour, I max it as a key. This. It's for a second. There's no clue ever. Yeah? That's the difference. We'll get the quiz.
Still in my pocket.
Babo time. Let's begin. Let's continue. Okay, we have said bottle caps.
On Shabbos.
Bottle caps on Shabbos. But 10 to know. Quarter to know. But it changed? No.
Is that cap? Is that cap? Ah, stubborn.
So it's 10 to know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's 10 to. Not 10 to.
Yeah, it sounds like cats.
Okay, wait. Bubble caps! I'm going to give you 2 minutes and we'll finish. Bubble caps, I'll go time. Now, with the ones on the beer, Rabbi, it's like a bad emotion, right? You know the ones on the beer, the ones on the hand, the ones to pick up with your teeth, the real guys.
Come on.
Now, the mic said the bad emotion. Felicia and Shayla. Right, how about if you have a metal bottle cap?
No, awesome.
Awesome, what's going on? Yeah, I'm in it! I'm
proud of it.
No, simcha, simcha, simcha. Shh, don't do it. I'll be 2 minutes. Okay, now I want to ask them in the shayla. Does anybody here know how they make the metal bottle cap? Oh, the velvet. They have a sheet of metal like this. There's the bottle over here. They put it like this and they push it down like that. Now that means that many persons. Now when you open it up and take it from the serrations over there, you have made something that was never there before. It was never a clean plate. It was a piece of metal, it went on a bottle, and now you made it. That means you made the clean. You boned the clean. And we'll bone you on the cliff. Now the mice, you have to know, I have a list over here on both sides. Listen to this, a murdering list. I compiled a list for the oilam, the yuchu for the oilam. I'm going to give you now the poskim that say it's awesome. I'm going to say, Hetzi Rabbi Yisai. Hetzi Rabbi Yisai. These are the following poskim that say it's awesome gomor to open up bottle cap. Listen, Moshe Feinstein.
Feinstein.
Rab Shleiner Zalman Oba.
Oba.
The Mincha Sitzchot. The Devastina Road. The Shmuel Shabbos Kachosa. Os Nidru. The Heiling of Folk of Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yashuk. Rabbi Bosna. Mr. Karelitz. Rabbi Scheinberg. Rabbi Sai, all these questions were just Asa Gomor to open up metal, but you see. Now there are some poskim, there are some poskim that were made by metal. Rabbi Sai, Meister Shohaya, Diane Fisher. Diane Fisher wasn't a kiddish with her Shreimer Zalman Obach. So do I. Now Diane Fisher said, what do you know that? I don't think it's mutter to open up bottle caps, even if they're metal. And Shreimer Zalman says, Chayu Skila. So with Diane Fisher, he took a wonderful metal bottle cap and he opened it right in front of him. Shreimer Zalman said, look, in the shower going! So, now the other person that I'm asking for him, most of them being Svadim, and they hold the mice, you can be Mako, of a Rebbe Poskim, and Evadim Tiferes Chaim, we go like Scheinbach Schlitter, and we pass into open metal bottle caps, it's also good. What about plastic? Oh, we must finish. Now everyone has this thing, metal is also, plastic is motor. The only plastic I saw was an afghanina between the metal and the plastic, and but everyone else says it's also why. What's the reason to be Mako? The reason is because it's the cap. Before they put it on the bottle, then they make the cap, then they press it onto the bottle. That means it was always clean before it went up.
Right.
There's no problem. However, I said, like I said, Reba Pesi, but Moshe Feinstein, but Yashim, Moshe Scheinberg, Moshe Gedolim, Vazim, listen, come on, they're all machme, even by plastic. I was sitting in a kiddish with an air right here, a whole room over there, and a guy turns to me with a bottle cap, and he says, hey, can you open this for me? And he looks at me and goes, wrong guy, not you, and he takes it to somebody else. Murder Gazak, he's like, what do you mean? Who's known as a Maisa Shahoya? I know exactly where
happened. You're going to hear that twice.
Why?
You're ready to send that.
I said, I managed to.
Nah.
But you got a beer that's now twisted, you can pop it open now.
What's that?
You can pop open.
A beer?
Yeah, what about the beers that you're
looking
at? Okay, Roberto, we have to finish now. Get us some more of the cans and more shiders.